For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has weighed in on behalf of the man he nominated in July, and as justice is expected to tilt the Supreme Court to the right. He says Brett Kavanaugh will be a great member of the High Court.
And he will sit proudly alongside Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's doing a great job to uphold your sacred rights and to defend your God-given freedom.
The vote ended an emotional 88 days after Kavanaugh was hit with sexual misconduct allegations, which Kavanaugh denies. Protesters shouted their disapproval.
Mr. Manchin.
Shame!
Clerk will suspend. The sergeant-at-arms will restore order in the gallery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
In a trial that has gripped Chicago for days, white police officer Jason Van Dyke convicted for murder and aggravated battery in the shooting death of a black teenager, Laquan McDonald, in 2014. McDonald went down under a hail of 16 bullets as he was walking away from police. He was carrying a knife. McDonald's uncle, Reverend Martin Hunter.
America was on trial, and people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Chinese officials are furious after Vice President Mike Pence sent them a scathing message in a speech on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
On Friday, China hit back, branding Pence's accusations ridiculous, and a foreign ministry spokesman said they object to Pence's groundless allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation is predicting a lot of Christmas shoppers this holiday season. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.